请我们翻到启示录。
Please turn to the book of Revelation.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第四节，我们从中间读起。
Verse 4, we'll start from the middle part.
羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做初熟的果子，归于神和羔羊。
They follow the Lamb wherever he goes. They were purchased from among men and offered as first fruits to God and the Lamb.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，因着你的恩典，这个周末你特别召聚我们。
Lord, thank you for your special grace that you gather us this weekend.
我们知道你心中有话要对你的儿女们说。
We know your desires to speak to your children.
所以我们就仰望你，当我们聚在一起的时候。
So we look up unto you while we gather here.
当我们坐在你的脚前。
While we sit at your feet.
不只叫我们能听见你的话。
Not only to hear your voice.
但愿我们不失去任何你说话的片段。
May we lose not any part of your word.
我们不只听见你的话。
Not only we hear your word.
我们也靠着你的恩典，你起来跟随你。
By your grace, we can also rise up and follow you.
但愿我们能够像使徒约翰一样，羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
May we all be like Apostle John. Wherever the Lamb goes, we follow.
我们就你继续用早晨这一点时间来对我们每一个人说话。
We ask you to continue to use the time in the morning to speak to us.
我们把感谢、敬拜、爱戴都归给你。
We give you all the thanksgiving, worship, and adoration.
靠着耶稣基督可爱的名。
In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹都知道，我们这个周末聚在一起，特别早晨的时候，我们一同来看羔羊的脚踪，就是羔羊的同伴。
But the sisters all know that our gathering in the morning is to see the companions of the Lamb.
我们知道约翰不只写了福音书，也写了启示录。
We know Apostle John not only written Gospel of John, also written the Revelation of Christ.
在他启示录里面有一段的话，能解释约翰福音里面当初约翰怎么跟随我们的主。
There's a passage in the Revelation can explain how John first followed the Lord.
他说羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随他。
He said they follow the Lamb wherever he goes.
我们讲到门徒的时候，我们很容易想到有人要做摩西的门徒。
When talking about disciples, we can think about many people want to become disciples of Moses.
尤其是在旧约里面，许多的学者法利赛人他们要做摩西的门徒。
Especially in Old Testament time, the scribes and the law, teacher of the law, they want to be the Moses' disciple.
他们提起摩西，他们脸上带着光彩。
Mention Moses, they are radiant from their face.
所以有一次，当一个瞎子，当他的眼睛被开启以后，他就对法利赛人说。
One time, the blind man, when his eyes were opened, he said to the Pharisees,
论到我们的主，这个瞎眼的，曾经这个瞎眼现在不再瞎的，从前的瞎子怎么说呢？他说，难道你们要做他的门徒吗？
And concerning, the disciple said, he said to the Pharisees, do you want to be his disciples also?
他说，我们是摩西的门徒，不，我们是摩西的门徒。
They said, no, but we are disciples of Moses.
意思就是说，摩西往哪里去，我们都跟随。
It means that wherever Moses goes, they will follow.
你还记不记得当初主在地上的时候，有几个希腊人说我们要见耶稣。
Do you remember some Greek want to see Jesus?
这些人曾经是苏格拉底的门徒。
They were the disciples of Socrates.
亚里士多德的门徒。
Aristotle.
柏拉图的门徒。
Pilate.
那亚里斯苏格拉底往哪里去，他们要跟从。
Wherever Socrates goes, they follow.
苏格拉底要建造人间天堂，他们花了500年的时间，也要在人间建造起天堂来。
Socrates want to build paradise on earth. They spend 500 years to build the paradise.
结果没有想到他们的酒用尽了。
But not to think about that, they have used up all their wine.
他们代表整个世界的酒已经用尽。
They represent that the whole world, the wine is used up.
如果你要改造这个世界。
If you want to transform this world.
如果你要改变这个世界。
If you want to change the world.
你要跟随苏格拉底。
You need to follow Socrates.
你要跟随柏拉图。
You need to follow Plato.
你跟随这些人，世界就不一样。
If you follow them, the world will be different.
你的人生就不一样。
Your life will be changed.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这些多年跟随 希腊哲学家的人。
Those followers of the Greek philosophers.
他们说我们要见耶稣。
They want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see.
这些人是苏格拉底的门徒。
Those people are disciples of Socrates.
苏格拉底往哪里去，他们都跟随。
Wherever Socrates goes, they follow.
那些人是摩西的门徒。
Those people are disciples of Moses.
摩西往哪里去，他们也跟随。
Wherever Moses goes, they also follow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我约翰他做一个见证。
And John here gave a witness.
当他在地上的时候，
When he was on earth,
他的的确确跟随了拿撒勒耶稣。
He has indeed followed Jesus of Nazareth.
当他的老师说，看哪，神的羔羊。
When his teacher says, Behold the Lamb of God.
他所看见乃是没有加薪美容，差不多看上去像五十岁的一个人。
The person he is following, is like,without any beauty, it looks like almost in his 50s.
那现在你怎么解释约翰跟随我们的主呢？
Now, how can you explain John will follow our Lord?
他不能说摩西往哪里去，我们跟随。
He cannot say that wherever Moses goes, we will follow.
他也不会说苏格拉底往哪里去，我们跟随。
He will never say that where Socrates goes, we will follow.
他说羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。
But he said, wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
弟兄姊妹。你如果要跟随主，
If you want to follow the Lord,
你要记得和跟随苏格拉底、跟随摩西是不一样的。
You have to remember that the following is different from following Socrates.
这条路是完全不一样的。
And this way is completely different.
你跟随了摩西，你就跟随了世界上非常是可以说世界上最可以说是最伟大的一个立法的人。
And if you follow Moses, he is the greatest lawgiver.
弟兄姊妹。如果你跟随了苏格拉底，你是跟随了世界一个最伟大的一个思想家。
If you follow Socrates, you are following the greatest thinker.
但如果你跟随羔羊，
However, if you follow the lamb,
如果你跟随羔羊，
If you follow the lamb,
而这一位羔羊，
And this lamb,
曾经为我们挂在十字架上，
Once were hung on the cross for us.
这就是为什么叫千万人跌倒不能跟随主的原因。
That is why thousands of people stumbled and cannot follow him.
因为如果我们的主真是犹大支派的狮子，
If our Lord truly is the lion of the tribe of Judah,
他应该把罗马帝国钉在十字架上。
He ought to crucify the Roman Empire.
结果罗马帝国把我们的主钉在十字架上。
However, the Roman Empire crucified our Lord.
你要跟随，要跟随狮子。
You shall follow the lion.
你要跟随，要跟随一个人能把罗马帝国钉在十字架上。
You should have followed the one who could crucify the Roman Empire.
你愿不愿意跟随那位主，竟然被罗马帝国钉在十字架上
？Are you willing to follow the Lamb which is crucified by the Roman Empire?
好像是最软弱
，as if he is the most weak，
却是最刚强
，but he is the strongest。
好像是最愚昧的，却是最有智慧
，as if he is the most foolish。But he is the most wise.
我们所传的乃是钉十字架的基督。
What we preach is the Christ and Him crucified.
钉十字架的基督。
The crucified Christ.
一面是神的能力，一面也是神的智慧。
On the one hand is the power of God. On the other hand is the wisdom of God.
神的软弱比人的刚强要刚强。
The weakness of God is even stronger than the strength of man.
神的愚昧比人的智慧更有智慧。
The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of man.
弟兄姊妹，你如果问约翰的话，
If you ask John,
你跟从谁呢？
Who do you follow?
他说羔羊无论往哪里去，我们都跟随。
He says, wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
所以在约翰福音里面，他就告诉我们他怎么跟随主。
So in the book of Gospel of John, he tells us how he follows.
所以这几个早晨我们来说一个故事。
So this morning we will tell a story.
这个是真正发生过的故事。
This is the true story.
跟随主不是像摩西跟随摩西那样。
Follow the Lord is not is different from following Moses.
也不是像苏格拉底那样。
Neither like Socrates.
这个现在约翰把他所走过的路告诉我们。
Now the way that John has walked, he tells us.
所以他就把他种种的经过就写在约翰福音里面。
So he has recorded his experience in the book of the Gospel according to John.
他还记得第一次遇见主是黄昏四点钟的时候。
He still remembers the first time he met the Lord is in the afternoon about 4 o'clock.
他还记得那是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
He still remembers the place was the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
所以主与他的门徒相遇是在约旦河外的伯大尼。
So the Lord encountered his disciples is in Bethany beyond the Jordan.
主最早呼召门徒的时候，最早与主相遇的乃是约翰跟安德烈。
The earliest disciples the Lord called is Andrew and John.
如果那144,000人是代表得胜者。
If the 144,000 represent the overcomers.
如果是代表麦场里面出熟的一般的人。
If they represent the first fruits.
那么在这些出熟的果子里面。
Among all the first fruits.
最早最早跟随羊跟随羔羊脚中的乃是安德烈和约翰。
The earliest disciples follow the Lamb is our Andrew and John.
安德烈没有多久就到荣耀里去。
Andrew soon departed into glory.
约翰仍旧留在地上。
But John remains on earth.
他走了最长的道路。
He has walked the longest journey.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
是约翰把一条路从起初到末了指给我们看。
It is John who has shown us this way from the beginning to the end.
所以我们来看怎样做羔羊的同伴。
Let us see how to become the companion of the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹。今天我们乃是跟随主的一班人。
Today we are a group of people who follow the Lord.
我们不只相信耶稣基督做我们的救主。
We not only believe that He is our Savior.
这只是起点。
This is the beginning.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从这里有一条路。
Here there is a way.
门徒们是在伯大尼第一次与主相会。
And the disciples met the Lord first in Bethany.
等到主要升天的时候。
Until the Lord is about to ascend to heaven.
他把门徒们领到伯大尼的对面。
He led the disciples to the place opposite to Bethany.
为他们祝福。
And blessed them.
他就升到天上。
Then he ascended into heaven.
第一次与主门徒们相会在伯大尼。
The place they first met is at Bethany.
最后一次与门徒们分手也在伯大尼。
The last time they depart from each other also at Bethany.
那是不同的伯大尼。
But they are different Bethany.
这两个伯大尼中间隔了四天的路程。
There are 4 days distance between these two Bethany.
如果在耶利哥附近的话
If it's near the place of Jericho,
不可能叫做伯大尼
And it's impossible to call it Bethany.
因为圣经里面没有可能把两个很近不到一天的路程叫同样的名字没有的
It's impossible to call two places within 1 day's journey called the same name.
圣经有两个伯利恒不是这个以色列有两个伯利恒
There are two Bethlehems in Israel.
一个靠近耶路撒冷一个在加利利
One near Jerusalem, another in Galilee.
所以不会错的。
So you cannot mistake it.
因为他们距离得很远。
Because they are far from each other.
这是耶路撒冷附近的伯大尼。
This is the,
伯利恒。
This is a Bethlehem near Jerusalem.
加利利还有一个。
However, in Galilee, there's another one.
所以如果你普通大家都知道伯利恒是大卫的城。
Many people know Bethlehem is the city of David.
可是如果你要讲到加利利的伯利恒的时候
If you talk about the Bethlehem in Galilee.
现在你要加上一句话是加利利的伯利恒。
Now you need to add a word, the Bethlehem of Galilee.
大家都知道大家都知道耶路撒冷附近的伯利恒。
Everyone knows the Bethlehem near Jerusalem.
那里有马大。
There is Martha.
那里有玛利亚。
There's Mary.
那里有拉撒路。
There's Nazareth.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这个伯大尼是叫主能够得着安息的地方。
Bethany is the place the Lord can find his rest.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这给我们看见伯大尼是个有名的地方。
This shows us that Bethany is a well-known place.
离开耶路撒冷不远的。
Not far from Jerusalem.
你读圣经就知道了。
If you read the Bible, you know.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
那个是一点点的路程。
Only a short distance.
但是现在当主遇见门徒的时候
When the Lord first met his disciples,
仍旧是伯大尼
It was still Bethany.
但是问题在这里
But the problem is,
不是耶路撒冷的伯大尼
It's not the Bethany near Jerusalem.
乃是约旦河外的伯大尼
But the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
那么约旦河外伯大尼在什么地方呢
Where is this place?
大家如果读旧约圣经你就知道说当初摩西带领以色列人打仗的时候
If you read Old Testament time, you read that when Moses led the Israelites to fight,
当以色列人进迦南以前
Before the Israelites enter into the land of Canaan
结果摩西带领以色列人打仗
And Moses led them in fight
结果就胜过了亚摩利人
They overcome the Amorites
然后呢就到了北方有一个地方叫做巴山
Then they went to this place in the north called the Bashan
那巴山就是今天的葛兰高地
That was the Golan Heights
那么我们知道说结果呢你知道摩西就打了胜仗。
We know Moses was victorious.
根据今天考古学家
According to archaeologists,
告诉我们说在巴山那一带你挖出来的棺材挖出来的坟墓都是巨型的坟墓。
They told us today all the caskets they digged out in this place, in this Bashan place are all
huge.
因为巴山当初都是巨人。
Because Bashans, the residents of Bashan are all giants.
圣经中记载最高大的人不是哥利亚。
And the Bible recorded that the greatest person is not, the giants are not Goliath.
乃是巴山王，他的名字叫恶。
It is
就是巴山王恶。
Is it the king of Bashan, Og?
我们知道巴山王恶他有一张床。
We know he, Og has a bed.
你量量他的尺寸。比这个比刚才我们所说的这个哥利亚那不知道高多少。
If you measure his bed, it's far greater than the bed of Goliath.
所以最后呢，你看见他们终于把巴山拿下来了。
You see, in the end, they conquered Bashan.
这个巴山的京城呢是姊妹城，是两座城，双星的城。
And the capital city of Bashan are twin cities.
今天如果你到叙利亚南部，你到那一带，你可以看得到，还是有两个土丘的，两个 tile.
If you go to southern Syria today, you can still see two tiles.
那么这个两个土丘，考古土丘呢，离开不远。
Those two tiles are not far from each other.
那其中有一个土丘呢，就靠近约旦河支流的一条支流叫 Yarmouk River, 就是雅穆河。
One other tile is near the Yarmouk River.
这个雅穆河呢，我们知道和别的支流都不一样的。
It's one of the tributaries to Jordan. It's different from other tributaries.
因为那里的地形非常的特别。
The terrain there is very special.
所以你到了巴山的首都，到了巴山的京城，其中我们是双城里面的一个城的时候。
If you go to one of the capital cities of Bashan,
你就好像你到了大峡谷一样。
As if you have come to the great, Grand Canyon.
你知道在一片的平原里面好像忽然一陷下去挖下去你如果下去的话你觉得好像在峡谷里面一样。
In the midst of this plain, you seem to fall into a Grand Canyon.
所以你就可以躲在那个峡谷里面。
You can hide yourself in the canyon.
那么我们也去过这些地方。
We've been to those places.
非常有意思的。
Very interesting.
因为在所有约旦河这个支流里面没有一个支流可以躲的。
Because among all the tributaries of Jordan, none of them can hide people.
只有这个地方可以躲的。
Only this place.
原来这是什么地方呢？
What is this place?
原来这就是当时以利亚，你记不记得？等到神说要有干旱遍地的时候。
You remember when Elijah was hiding from the drought.
结果我们的神就在把他藏在一个地方。
Our Lord actually hide him in the place.
那个地方叫做基利西。
That place is called Brook,
Kirith. 那么这个基利西呢，你知道是一个很隐藏，所以圣经说你要躲在那个地方。
We know that brook is a place you can hide yourself.
那么然后天天呢，神就打发乌鸦来供养。
Every day the Lord led the ravens to supply him.
所以基利西呢，实在说来就是在巴山京城的附近。
So the brook Kirith is near the capital of Bashan.
那你知道巴山如果你念这个原文巴山的话。
If you read in original text Bashan.
和波大尼是一个字的。
It is the same word as Bethany.
你懂我的意思吗？
You understand?
为什么叫波大尼？波大尼其实就是巴山的意思。
Why it is called Bethany? It means Bashan.
所以我们相信说我们的主遇见门徒的时候。
So we believe that when our Lord first met his disciples,
就是当初神隐藏以利亚的地方。
It's the place where Elijah was hidden.
所以这是非常非常有意思的。
So this is very, very interesting.
弟兄姊妹你还记得吗？
Brothers and sisters, you remember?
当初以色列人要进迦南以前。
Before the Israelites enter into Canaan.
他们发现了巴山，发现了基列山，约旦河东这块地。
They discovered the land on the east side of Jordan, Bashan and Gilead.
结果他们说我们不要进去我们不要进迦南去了。
And they said, no, we will not, no longer enter into Canaan.
我们要把我们的孩子们下一代就放在约旦河的这一边。
We want to place our descendants, our children on this side of Jordan.
所以有两个支派弟兄姊妹他们就没有过到约旦河。
So there are two tribes, they did not cross Jordan.
他们兵丁过去了。
Their soldiers cross over.
但是最后你看见他们所承受那块地是约旦河东的那块地。
However, the inheritance they later get was on the east side of Jordan.
后来他们不被掳去了吗？
Later on, they were taken captive.
掳到巴比伦去了吗？
They were carried away to Babylon.
那么回来的时候，他们很多的人回到耶路撒冷，不错。
When they return, many return to Jerusalem.
但是也有一部分的人，他们因为回到他们，因为到了巴山那个地方，他们就停下来。
But there are some who stopped by this place, near Bashan.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这个地方，如果你读马太福音的话，就是约旦河外的犹太地。
So if we read, in the Matthew Gospel according to Matthew, this place is called the Judea, east of.
Beyond the Jordan. 你知道犹太的 Judea 根本是在约旦河的这一边的。
You know that place Judea is on the west side of Jordan.
但是我们不要弄错了。
But don't be mistaken.
以色列人是回到约旦河西的犹太地，没有错。
The Israelites did return to the Judea on the west side.
但是还有一部分人是留在巴山，留在约旦河外的犹太地。
But there are some who return to the Judea on near Bashan.
所以这就是我们所说的约旦河外的伯大尼。
That is the Bethany beyond the Jordan.
那里有水多。
There are many waters.
所以多半是当约翰这一次施洗的时候。
It was because of John the Baptist was baptized.
你知道他在那里为主做见证，看那神的羔羊。
You know he was there testify for the Lord, behold the Lamb of God.
那么约翰回过头，他想起来。
When John looked back, he remembered.
就是在那个隐藏的地方，他遇见了主。
It was the hiding place he met the Lord for the first time.
马太好像忘记了。
Matthew has forgotten.
彼得好像忘记。
Peter seemed to have forgotten.
约翰记得。
But John still remembered.
关于主的一草一木，他都记得。
Concerning every things, he still remembered when he met the
Lord. 所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
门徒们的道路是从伯大尼开始。
The journey for the disciples started from Bethany.
起点是伯大尼
The starting
point, 终点也是伯大尼
And the ending point are also Bethany.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
不要忘记
Don't forget.
那个背景
That background.
背后有许多的 message, 有很多的讯息
There are many messages behind it.
让我们一点一点来看它
Let us discover it bit by bit.
因为这一条跟随主的路是从伯大尼到伯大尼
Because this journey of following the Lord is from Bethany to Bethany.
如果没有约翰福音，你只有一个伯大尼。
Without the book of John, you have only one Bethany.
你只有终点，没有起点。
You only have the ending, the destination, not the beginning.
约翰给我们看见。
But John shows.
不光终点是伯大尼，起点也是伯大尼。
Not only the ending point is Bethany, but the beginning part, point.
那现在，如果你一开始从第一章读到第七章。
Now, if you're start reading from chapter 1 to chapter 7.
一面给我们看见当初在地上的的确在主升天以前的的确确门徒们。羔羊无论哪里去，他们都跟随。
On the one hand, indeed the disciples followed the Lord on earth before he ascended.
你记不记得，当他们听见施洗约翰说，看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
Remember when they heard John the Baptist proclaim that, behold the Lamb of God.
结果他们就跟随了耶稣。
In the end, they followed the Lord.
你看见吗
？You see.
羔羊往哪里去？现在他们都跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
所以他们是第一个跟随主的。
So they are the first to follow the Lord.
从哪里开始呢
？Where do they start?
当然从伯大尼开始。
Of course, from Bethany.
你如果读整本的约翰福音
，If you read the entire book of John,
很清楚，你看见约翰一年、两年、三年。
Clearly, it shows that the first year, second year, and third.
他知道他所跟随的是。
He knows the one he follows is a lamb.
当他写日记的时候
，When he wrote down his journal.
当他写这本福音书的时候
，When he wrote this book of John.
弟兄，他能告诉我们他跟随主一年了。
He can tell us that he has one year has passed.
但这个羔羊还是个影子。
But this lamb is still the shadow.
这个羔羊不过是个梦。
And this lamb is still but a dream.
真正的羔羊没有来到。
The true lamb has not come yet.
然后第二年还是个梦。
The second year still a dream.
到了第三年。
Until the third year.
只有约翰福音告诉我们。
Only book of John tells.
就在正月十四号那一天。
On the 14th day of January.
就在中午十二点到三点钟，家家户户领取逾越节羔羊的时候。
From noon till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, every family was receiving the lamb of Passover.
真正的逾越节羔羊挂在天地。
The true lamb of Passover will hung between heaven and earth.
约翰亲眼看见。
John has beheld with his own eyes.
几千年来，以色列梦寐以求、想要看到的羔羊，终于挂在十字架上。
Thousands of years expectation, now John has beheld with his own eyes.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see?
很清楚，我约翰跟随了羔羊。
Very clearly, John has followed the lamb.
三年半之久。
For 3.5 years.
弟兄姊妹。你看见约翰学了许多的功课。
You see John has learned many lessons.
其他的门徒也学了许多的功课。
Many disciples learned the lessons.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当约翰记载他们当初怎么样跟随主的时候
，When John recorded how they followed the Lamb，
现在有个问题
，Now there's a problem，
那是指升天以前
，That was talking about before the ascension，
那升天以后呢
？How about after the ascension？
你看，这就是约翰，这就是神启示约翰的地方了。
That is where God gave him revelation。
一面他告诉我们复习，给我们看当初他怎么跟随在地上怎么跟随主。
On one hand, he reviews how he followed the Lord on earth。
主升天了。
The Lord ascended.
约翰还在地上。
John still remained on earth.
所以这些初熟果都在人间的。
The first fruits are all among men.
我们一蒙恩得救，主就没有把我们送到天堂去。
The Lord didn't lift up to heaven after we are saved.
不，主人就把我们在留我们在地上。
The Lord still leaving us on earth.
留在地上就是留在麦场里面。
To live on earth is to live on the field.
这个世界是我们这个麦子长大的地方。
This world is the place, is the field where the wheat grows.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers,
现在主升天了。
Now the Lord has ascended.
你如果问保约翰说你怎么跟随主
If you ask John, how do you follow the Lord?
稀奇得很。
Very
interesting. 当他写约翰福音的时候
When he wrote John,
你看你和其他三本福音书都不一样。
You see, it's different from other three gospel books.
就整个约翰福音的结构来说
Concerning the structure of John,
你看不知不觉的
and knowingly,
约翰就把那条路指给我们看。
John has indicated that way to us.
我再说，弟兄姊妹，
I will say it again,
我们没有生在第一个世纪。
We were not born in the first century.
我们没有像保罗，没有像彼得，像约翰那样能够贴近我们的主。
We could not have been so close to the Lord like Peter and John.
我们没有这个权利亲眼看见主从死里复活。
We have no such privilege to see our Lord resurrected from the dead.
弟兄，从这个角度来看。
From this angle,
约翰是特别的
John is special.
彼得也是特别的
Peter is special.
十二个门徒都是特别的
12 disciples are all special.
难怪将来他们都要坐在特别的宝座上
No wonder they will sit on special thrones.
这是没有疑问的
There's no question about it.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
他们跟随主我们也跟随
They follow the Lord, we also follow.
但是我们跟随是自从主升天以后
But we follow him after he ascended.
主得荣耀以后
After he is glorified.
那么今天我们怎么跟随主呢
How shall we follow him today?
所以幸好有约翰福音
And it's no, so good that we have the book of John.
结果是约翰福音把这条路指给我们看的。
And it's book of John shows us this way.
那现在让我们来看到底怎么一回事。
Now let's look how this is.
如果主得荣耀了。
If the Lord is glorified.
他如果仍旧继续带领的羊往前去。
If he continues to lead his lamb forward.
如果我们这些人的确是羔羊的同伴。
If we are indeed the companion of the flock,
我们仍旧留在地上。
We're still on earth.
因为初熟的果子从人间买来的。
Because first fruits were purchased from among men.
但主已经坐在宝座上。
But the Lord is on the throne.
现在他不要忘记了，虽然他是，但是他羔羊站在锡安山。
The lamb is standing on Mount Zion.
羔羊往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
Wherever the lamb goes, we will follow.
所以意思就是说，今天主在宝座上，他仍旧带领这些跟随他的人。
It means that even though he's on throne, but he's continued to lead those who follow him.
现在我们要首先问一个问题。
Now we need to ask the question.
他把我们领到哪里去？
Where shall he lead us to?
你要找出一节圣经告诉我们他把我们领到哪里去？
Find this verse, scripture shows us where he will lead us to.
你读四福音，你知道那些门徒在地上，主把他们领到哪里去？
If you read the four gospels on earth, where the Lord will lead them to.
现在主升到天上。
Now the Lord is ascended.
你看他像刚刚被杀的羔羊。
You see, he's the lamb that's just been slain.
感谢主，主升。
Thank the Lord, He ascended.
虽然他升天，虽然他在荣耀里面。
Even though He ascended, He's glorified.
你好像仍旧能看见十字架的刀伤。
As if you can still see the wounds on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这是最稀奇的一件事。
This is the most marvelous thing.
看哪、啊，看哪、啊，这看哪、啊，这个看哪、啊，这个犹大的狮子，犹大支派的狮子。
Behold the lions of the tribe of Judah.
但是一面，你看见约翰所看见的乃是羔羊。
However, you see, what John saw is the lamb.
我们的主真的得的荣耀。
Our Lord is truly glorified.
他真的是狮子。
He is truly the lion.
他也真的是羔羊。
He is truly the lamb.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
you see,
我们所跟随的主乃这样的一位主。
The Lord that we follow is like this.
在我们的主的身上。
In our Lord.
荣耀和羞辱放在一起。
Glory and humiliation is together.
我在我们的主的身上。
In our Lord,
能力和软弱是放在一起的。
Power and weakness is the same.
智慧是和愚昧是在一起的。
Wisdom is together with foolishness.
在我们主身上是矛盾的，好像是矛盾的。
In our Lord, it seems to be conflicting.
每一个跟随主的人也是矛盾的。
Every person who follows the Lord seems to have conflict.
那么弟兄姊妹，现在我们要问。
Now we need to ask,
到底羔羊把我们领到哪里去?
Where does the lamb lead us to?
如果羔羊往哪里,我们都跟随。
If wherever the lamb goes, we follow.
我们要问说,你要把我们领到哪里去?
We need to ask, where are you leading us to?
弟兄姊妹明白吗?
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
当初他们问主说,拉比,你在哪里住?
First they asked, Rabbi, where do you live?
主说你来看。
The Lord said, come and see.
结果主带领他们。
Then the Lord lead them.
你看第一天就与主同住。
See, the first day they dwell together with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗?
Now you understand.
为什么约翰告诉我们说, 为什么约翰里面主告诉我们说, 他是葡萄树, 我们要住在他里面, 他也住在我们里面。
Why in the book of John, the Lord says, He is the true vine, and we are the branches. We need to abide in Him.
这是主在地上的时候。
This is when he was on earth.
现在主升天。
Now the Lord has ascended.
现在羔羊是坐在宝座上。
Now the Lamb is on the throne.
那我们要问。
We need to ask.
他把我们领到哪里去。
Where he shall lead us to.
然后你才知道这条路怎么走的。
Then you should know where the way leads.
现在我们需要一节的圣经。
Now we need one scripture.
启示录。
Book of Revelation.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
第十七节
verse 17
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们领他们到生命的泉源神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪
For the lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd and he will lead them to springs of living water and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes
你知道这是圣经里面最奇妙的一节
This is the most marvelous scripture in the whole Bible.
弟兄姊妹,
you see, brothers and
sisters, 这里告诉我们在宝座中的羔羊。
Here it tells us the lamb at the center of the throne.
你知道宇宙的就是神的宝座。
You know the center point of the whole universe is the
throne. 为什么今天整个的宇宙没有崩溃?
Why this whole universe is still held together?
你看什么托住整个神所创造的万有?
What is it that sustain the whole creation?
你知道说宝座乃是代表宇宙权力的中心。
You know, throne represents the center of power.
就是这个宝座维持了整个的宇宙。
It is this throne that has sustained the entire universe.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brothers and sisters,
你怎么解释这个宇宙?
How do you explain this universe?
如果你问物理学家
If you ask physicists,
你问天文学家
You ask astronomy,
不只是天宇宙里面有千千万万的星体不是
There are not only many galaxies in the universe.
不止如此
Not only that.
你看你说整个的宇宙是伏在神大能的权底下。
You see, the entire universe is in subjection to the power of God.
所以不管怎么样你看宇宙所所以是宇宙，因为在宇宙有神的宝座。
The reason the universe is like it is because of the throne of God.
但是这里给我们看见。
But here shows us.
虽然宇宙宝座是宇宙的中心。
Even though the throne is the center point of the universe.
但在希伯来原文这里。
But in the original Hebrew.
中文是宝座中，其实在原文是宝座的中央。
And the Chinese is in the middle of the throne, but in the original text, it's in the center point of the throne.
你看见是在宝座的中央。
You see, in the center of the throne.
我问弟兄姊妹。
I ask brothers and sisters.
宇宙的中心如果是宝座。
If the throne is the center of the universe.
但是羔羊又是宝座的中心。
And the lamb is the center point of the throne.
稀奇不稀奇的。
Very marvelously.
羔羊在人来看是最软弱。
Lamb was the wicked, the weakest.
是一个什么样力量能叫今天宇宙能这样转动，能这样有秩序的
？What is the power that can keep the universe in this place?
太阳每天早上都是从东边出来的。
Every morning the sun rises from the east.
每天都是24小时的。
Every day there are 24 hours.
没有一天从西边出来的。
There's not one day the sun will rise from the west.
是一个什么力量
？What is the power?
你说要是个狮子的力量。
If you say it's the power of the lion.
如果你要形容一个力量的话，那么你若真的用动物来形容，当然用狮子来形容的。
If you describe the power by in terms of an animal, you need to use lion.
请大家记得。
Please pay attention.
在人来看最软弱的。
The one in our eyes is the weakest.
人说钉他十字架，钉他十字架，除掉他。
People say, crucify him, get rid of
him. 结果等一等，他在十字架上。
Later on, he was hung on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，难怪许多人说钉十字架的是最软弱的。
No wonder people say the crucified is the weakest.
像尼采所说的
Nietzsche
钉十字架乃是最愚昧的。
Like Nietzsche says, the crucifixion is the foolish.
所以十字架对世界人来说
So the cross to the world,
一面代表软弱，一面代表愚昧。
On the one hand represents the weakness, on the other hand foolishness.
神的智慧就在这里。
The wisdom of God is here.
神的能力就在这里。
The power of God is here.
在宇宙的中央是神的宝座。
In the center of the universe is God's throne.
在神的宝座的中央乃是被杀的羔羊。
In the center of God's throne is the lamb that's been slain.
他就是约翰所跟随的那位。
He is the lamb that John has followed.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
羔羊果然是宇宙的中心。
The lamb indeed is the center of the universe.
所以你怎么说呢
So how do you say?
基督是宇宙的中心。
Christ is the center of the universe. But not only that.
这个 center 是 dual center, 是个两个焦点。
And this center is a dual center.
你看见吗因为它是羔羊。
On the one hand, he's the lamb.
一面是基督是中心不错。
On the one hand, he's the center, that's right.
另一面十字架是中心也是不错。
On the other hand, the cross is also the center.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
当你读史伯克弟兄的著作的时候。
If you read the books by the Austin Sparks.
我不知道你有没有注意到。
I do not know if you pay attention.
你知道有的人讲基督是中心。
Some people preach that Christ is the center.
有的人讲十字架是中心。
Some preach that cross is the center.
今天在一般基督教里面所讲的救恩是一切，十字架是中心。
Today in Christendom, they talk about the salvation is all. The cross is the center.
当然人堕落了，十字架是非常重要的。
Of course, after the fall of man, cross is important.
但如果人没有堕落，还需要不叫十字架
？But if man has not fallen, and do we still need the cross?
所以弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
你看你约翰所看见那个宇宙的中心是 dual centers.
So that you see the center of universe John has seen is the dual center.
你看见吗如果只有一个中心的话
If there is only one center.
你看那个运动是圆周的运动
So that movement is a circum.
如果是两个中心的话
If there are dual centers.
你看见那个运动是椭圆的运动
So that movement is
elliptic.
Elliptic.
所以你看见所有神所创造天体的运通通都是椭圆的。
So that's why all the movements of the heavenly things are elliptic.
你知道这个椭圆谁发现的？是 Kepler 发现的。
And it was Johannes Kepler discovered this.
Kepler 觉得他一生最大的贡献就找到了那个椭圆。
His most wonderful contribution is discovery of this movement.
他本来觉得神是完美的。
Originally, he thought God is perfect.
所以所有天体的运动都应该是圆周运动才对。
So all the movements of the heavenly things are circular.
你看见吗？后来他去研究，根据所有的资料，天文资料怎么弄都弄不对。
Later on, he discovered he cannot feed all those data into it.
后来他才发现说，哦，原来是个椭圆。
Later on, he discovered that it is
如果是椭圆的话
，If it is not circular.
Elliptical.
Yeah. Sorry.
那如果是椭圆的话
，If it's elliptical，
那就表示是两个，就是两个中心的，你看见吗
？That indicates they are dual center.
你们怎么画椭圆
？How do you draw the
你拿一根线在你这个是书桌，你拿一根线。
If you use a string,
然后你拿两个大头针钉在上面，一个钉子钉在上面。
If you use two pens and to fix them on the table,
两个钉子钉在上面，这个代表两个中心。
That represents two centers.
然后呢，你现在那个不是一个绳子松松的吗？那个线松松的吗
？Now the string is loose.
所以如果你拿笔啊去把那个线把它顶到外面去。
If you use a pencil to straighten this string,
然后你去画它。
To the edge, and then you draw.
我保证你画的是个椭圆。
I guarantee you that is
an ellipse. 所以我们知道的所有天体的运动都是椭圆的。
So that's why we understand all the movements of the heavenly things are ellipses.
现在你看见的羔羊乃是宇宙的中心。
Now you discover that the Lamb of God is the center of the universe.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers.
现在你看见我们的主升天了。
Now you see our Lord has ascended.
就是那位钉十字架的基督。
He is the Christ who has been crucified.
你看见他不只升的宝座。
Not only he has ascended to the throne.
现在你看见，你现在你很清楚给我们看见说，他掌管了整个的宇宙。
Now you see clearly that he reigns over the whole universe.
是他托住了整个的万有。
It is he who has sustained the whole creation.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这是宝座中的羔羊。
This is the lamb in the center of the throne.
但是你读下去。
And continue.
他必牧养他们。
He shall shepherd them.
领他们到生命水的泉源。
And lead them to the springs of living water.
有一帮人跟随他的。
And there are a group of people follow him.
现在他把他们领到哪里去呢？
Now where do they, do he, where does he lead them to?
结果他们把他们领到生命水的泉源。
He actually leads them to the springs of living water.
那条道路是生命的道路。
That way is a way of life.
那条道路到了最后，他们来到了水边了。
In the end, they come to the stream.
那个时候，神要擦干他们一切的眼泪。
And God will wipe away every tears from their eyes.
弟兄姊妹，羔羊往哪里去
？Wherever the lamb goes.
羔羊往生命的水泉哪里去？
And the lamb goes to the springs of living water.
我们都跟随。
And we all follow.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最后我们就被领到生命的泉源。
In the end, we were led to the springs of living
water. 就在泉源的旁边。
It was by this spring.
神要擦去我们所有的眼泪。
God will wipe away all tears from us.
为什么？
Why?
我们仍旧在人间。
We are still on earth.
我们仍旧在地上。
We are still among men.
我们又饥又渴。
We are thirsty and hungry.
有日头和炎热要伤害我们。
The sun will scorch us.
但是
scorch us.
今天升天的基督做了什么工作？
What does the ascended Christ do?
当他没有升天以前，他带领一般人跟随他。
Before he ascended, he led a group of people follow him.
升天以后，
after his ascension,
仍旧是羔羊往哪里去，他们都跟随。
It's still wherever the lamb goes, they follow.
现在你知道怎么回答这个问题了。
Now you know how to answer the question.
就升天以后。
After the Lord ascended,
约翰仍旧在地上。
John still remained on earth.
现在有一条路。
Now there's a way.
你看见主是把约翰带到生命水的泉源。
You see, Lord has led John to the springs of living water.
虽然约翰天天被杀。
Even though John was killed every day.
但他天天在生命水的泉源。
But every day he lives by the springs of living water.
天天神擦干他的眼泪。
Every day the Lord wipes away his tears.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就给我们看约翰怎么经过那六十个春天或者六十几个冬天。
This tells us how John has lived those 60 springs and falls.
那个都是我们主升天以后。
That was after the Lord has ascended.
如果主是这样带领约翰的话，
If the Lord has led John in this way,
主也是这样带领你和我。
The Lord will lead you and I the same way.
那现在我们要把约翰第一章先读清楚再说。
Now we need to read clearly the first chapter.
我们读的第一章，我们觉得这里的启示真是大呀。
When we read this chapter, we thought that the revelation is great.
你看见现在听见一个声音说，看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
You see, there's a voice here says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
结果你看见约翰跟安德烈就跟随主了。
In the end, John and Andrew followed the Lord.
所以我们说，在伯大尼的启示什么启示呢
？So we see what is the revelation at this Bethany?
那个启示就是看见神的羔羊。
That revelation is to see the Lamb of God.
多少年来，旧约的人问说，羔羊在哪里？
So many years, the Old Testament people ask, "Where is the Lamb?"
约翰等候的约翰等了多少年的这一天，终于来到了。
Many years, waiting now have come.
所以约翰得到启示。
John has obtained this revelation.
因为那个启示，他跟随了这位羔羊。
Because of that revelation, he followed this Lamb.
但是我们要问。
We need to ask.
在这个约翰施洗约翰的见证里面，难道只讲到他是神的羔羊吗
？In John the Baptist's testimony, does he only talk about the Lamb of God?
所以我们读圣经要仔细才可以。
That's why we need to read carefully.
现在我们来读一段的圣经。
Let us read a scripture.
第一章。
First chapter.
32节。
Verse 32.
你看，约翰又做见证说。
You see, here John gave his testimony.
你看前面的见证是什么？
What was the testimony he gave early? The Lamb of God.
那他又做见证。
Now he gave another testimony.
那么见证一定有他的重点的。
And that is the emphasis, focus of the testimony.
那现在那个重点在什么地方？
What is the focus now?
所以你仔细读下去。
You read carefully.
看约翰怎么又做见证的。
How he gave again a testimony.
他说我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下住在他的身上。
I saw the Holy Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him.
我先前不认识他。
I would not have known him.
只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说。
Except that the one who sent me to baptize with water.
你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施浸的。
The man on whom you see the Spirit comes down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
sinned.
I have sinned, and I testify that this is the Son of God.
你怎么叫神的儿子？
How do you know the Son of God?
光是神的羔羊吗？
Only the Lamb of God?
是对的。
That's right.
但是还有一点不要忘记。
But there's another point.
你只看见他是神的羔羊，不错。
If you see only the Lamb of God is right,
你就能够证明他是神的儿子吗？
But can you prove, testify that he's the Son of God?
你还要加上一点才可以的。
You need to add another point.
那一点是什么？
What is that point?
那一点告诉我们说，圣灵降在谁的身上？
That tells us whomever the Holy Spirit dwells on.
谁就是用圣灵施浸的。
And he is the one to baptize with the Holy Spirit.
所以谁就是 baptizer? 你看见吗？在原文，这谁就是 baptizer?
And he is the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的主不只是神的羔羊。
Our Lord is not only the Lamb of God.
他也是用圣灵为我们施浸的。
He also the baptizer with the Holy Spirit.
好，神的羔羊。
The Lamb of God.
和 the baptized with the Holy Spirit.
And the baptized with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，这两个加起来，约翰就能证明说，我看见了，就证明这是神的儿子。
You put these two together, then John can testify that this is the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是什么意思？
What does this mean?
神的羔羊是逾越节的故事。
The Lamb of God is the story of Passover.
有一位要用圣灵为你们施浸的。
One will baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
那是五旬节的故事。
That is the story of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果要跟随羔羊。
If you want to follow the Lamb.
起点是 Passover, 是逾越节。
And the starting point is the Passover.
它的终点是五旬节。
The end is the Pentecost.
讲到主的救恩。
Talking about the salvation of the Lord.
你不能够只停在十字架。
You cannot just stay with, remain in the cross.
这是神的羔羊，不错。
That is the Lamb of God is right.
但神的羔羊要领你到生命水的泉源。
But the Lamb of God will lead you to the springs of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
逾越节的故事是要把我们领到五旬节的故事。
The story of Passover will lead us to the story of Pentecost.
那弟兄姊妹都知道。
So brothers and sisters all know.
根据保罗告诉我。
According to Paul.
你知道圣灵把我们浸成工作一个身体。
The Holy Spirit will baptize all of us into one body.
就在五旬节那一天。
It was on the day of Pentecost.
圣灵把152个在小楼上面的120个人个人就浸成功做一个身体。
The Holy Spirit has baptized all the 120 disciples individually into one body.
他们就变成了一个身体上的120个肢体。
Then they become 120 members of the same body.
弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
You see.
这就在五旬节那一天教会诞生了。
On the day of Pentecost, the church was born.
你知道吗教会诞生了。
How do you know the church was born?
因为就在那一天。
Because on that day.
你看见主的话对门徒们是怎么说的呢？
How did the Lord tell, the word of God tells his disciples?
他告诉他们说约翰是用水施浸，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的浸。
John was baptizing with water, but not sooner you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道说，那是指着五旬节门徒们受门圣灵的浸来说的。
We know that is referring to the baptism with the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹讲到圣灵的浸。
Concerning the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
当然是五旬节的故事。
Of course, it's a story of Pentecost.
那么弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
到底你怎么形容圣灵的浸呢？
How do you describe the baptism of the Holy Spirit?
那我们普通讲到五旬，讲到使徒行传的时候，
Usually when we talk about the book of Acts,
你看见使徒行传是一本圣灵的行传。
You discover this is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
你看在这里给我们看见圣灵在那怎样的做工。
How the Holy Spirit is moving and working.
圣灵做工有他一定的模式。
He has his own models.
刚开始的时候。
Mode.
你看见他像风一样，像火一样，像火蛇一样。
In the beginning, he is like the fire, like the wind.
你看有天上有大的响声。
You see, there great noise came from heaven.
你看许多人就说起方言来。
A lot of people speak in tongue.
弟兄姊妹，一切都非常戏剧化的。
Everything is so dramatic.
一切都是叫人看见那是一个很特别的现象。
So it is so marvelously strange to people.
但是到了使徒行传15章16章13章14 15以后。
And after chapter 13, 14, 15 of Acts.
你看见圣灵继续的工作。
You see the Holy Spirit continues to work.
不再像风一样。
It's no longer like the wind.
不再像火。
No longer like the fire.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
他变成了一个微小的声音。
He's become a small, still voice.
所以等到保罗要到哪里去的时候
，So when Paul needs to go somewhere,
耶稣的灵不许。
the Spirit of Jesus forbid.
他又到另外一个地方去的时候，
when he wants to go to another place,
圣灵禁止他往前去。
The Holy Spirit forbid him going.
同样的一位圣灵，
the same Holy Spirit.
风随着意思吹。
The wind blows according to it.
没有人能告诉圣灵说你应当要这么做。
Nobody can tell Holy Spirit what he should be doing.
当教会刚刚开始的时候，
in the beginning of the church,
当三千人五千人要得救的时候，
when 3,000, 5,000 souls are saved,
那个能力，
the power,
那个圣灵所工作的现象，
and the phenomena of the working of the Holy Spirit,
像一阵风吹过一样，
it was like the blowing of the wind.
有一个响声是从天上一直响到地上来的。
That was the soundcome from heaven all the way to earth.
弟兄姊妹，三千人得救，
3,000 souls, 5,000 are saved.
为做这些灵魂，
for those losing lost souls,
圣灵知道那个风怎么吹的。
The Holy Spirit knows how to blow the wind.
好像一阵风来了，就把这些人通通吹倒了。
Like a whirlwind, they were all fall down because of it.
不只有风，
not only there's
也有火，
wind, there are fires.
弟兄姊妹，那个感觉，那个情形，好像一个大的震撼一样。
That feeling of that phenomenon is like a great earthquake.
请我们记得。圣灵随着他意思来吹。
The Holy Spirit will blow at His will.
但是等到教会慢慢长大了。
Until the church growing.
当这些人不在幼稚园的时候。
When those people are no longer in nursery.
在幼稚园的时候，你看见什么都是你在幼稚园，因为他们还幼稚又还小，小朋友还小。
When they're still young in the nursery.
所以你看见很多的声音。
So see, there are many noises.
你看见很多的影像。
There are many images.
有的小朋友也把凳子弄翻过来。
And those small kids, they will,
这是没有错的。
And, yeah,
你不能够一生，你不能够在幼稚园里面叫他们一个个规规矩都坐在那里都不动都不动的。
You cannot make them to be in order.
没有多久你会担心他到底生病了没有。
And if they do like that, you will doubt.
所以你看，圣灵知道风怎么吹的。
So the Holy Spirit knows how to blow His wind.
你看中国人呢，碰到别人的时候，常能问几句话。
And the Chinese like to greet each other.
第一个，你吃过饭没有
？Have you eaten?
还有什么风把你吹来的
？What wind blow your hair?
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记，圣灵常常吹风的，圣灵像风一样的。
Don't forget that the Holy Spirit will always blow His wind.
在五旬节，你看像大风一样，狂风一样。
On the day of Pentecost, He's like the great whirlwind.
三千人得救，
3,000 were
saved. 五千人得救，
5,000 were saved.
你看见这些门徒，这些使徒们就把这个房子的根基就打好了。
And those apostles has built this foundation well.
但是房子要盖起来，你需要找一个支搭帐篷的人。
However, to build up this building, you need to find a tent.
你要叫生命成长，一定要叫保罗这样的人。
If you want the life to grow, you need to find a Paul.
你看到彼得有风有火有这些。
You see Peter, you see the fire, the wind.
你看到保罗的时候。
You see Paul.
那是微小的声音。
It was a small, still voice.
弟兄姊妹，风随着意思吹。
The wind will blow at Israel.
所以我们知道说，在使徒行传里面，根本就是圣灵的行传。
That's why we know the book of Acts is the Acts of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在那工作。
The Holy Spirit is working.
教会就诞生了。
The church is born.
三千人得救，五千人得救。
3,000, 5,000 are saved.
圣灵在工作。
The Holy Spirit continues to
work. 现在工作不一样，风不一样，做法不一样了。
Now the work, the manner of the work is different.
教会就在微小的声音中就长大。
The church grows up in this small, still voice.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see.
为什么今天 mega church 里面吸引了多少的年轻人？
Why today the mega church has drawn so many young people?
因为那些都是看得见的。
Because those things are visible.
那些音乐都能刺激到你的骨头里面去。
Those music can stir up your bone, penetrate into your bone.
弟兄姊妹，如果这些人长大的话，
However, for them to grow up,
你要问教会是怎么长大的。
You need to ask them how the church grows.
是圣灵工作的结果。
It is the result of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵到底是不是一天到晚做这样的工作呢？
Has the Holy Spirit works in the same way always?
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。你如果读《使徒行传》，风真的随着意思来吹。
If you read the book of Acts, the wind does blow at its will.
我们不知道从哪来，也不知道往哪里去。
We do not know where it comes from and where it goes.
所以，因着圣灵很多的工作。
So because of the many works of the Holy Spirit,
就有很多的 manifestation, 就有很多的彰显。
There are many manifestations of the Holy Spirit.
有很多的现象。
There are all kinds of phenomena.
有很多的经历。
There are all kinds of experience.
那《使徒行传》第二章是一种。
And the second chapter of Acts is one kind.
你再读下去。
If you continue read.
门徒们被圣灵充满。
The disciples are filled up with the Holy Spirit.
他们就非常的勇敢。
They were so brave.
他们祷告。
They pray.
结果地就震动。
And the earth quaked.
弟兄姊妹。
Francis,
你看见风吹就一直吹。
You see the wind is blowing at its own will.
你不能够吩咐圣灵，你要这样做，要那样做。
You cannot command the Holy Spirit. You shall do this or that.
今天难处在哪里
？What is the difficulty today?
我们觉得圣灵是被我们用的。
We thought that the Holy Spirit is at our disposal.
你忘记你是被圣灵用的。
You forget that you are at disposal of the Holy Spirit.
你如果被圣灵用的话
，If you are used by the Holy Spirit,
是圣灵吩咐你，不是你吩咐圣灵。
It is you who are commanded by the Holy Spirit, not the other way around.
一定要工作。
The Holy Spirit will work.
你不可能不被圣灵充满。
Have to be filled up with the Holy Spirit.
你不可能没有圣灵的经历。
There's no way you cannot have the experience.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers,
感谢主，圣灵已经在你的里面。
Thank the Lord, the Holy Spirit is already in you.
当然你有经历，
of course,
怎么会没有经历呢
？You have experience.
但是问题在这里。
But the problem is,
今天你不能支配圣灵。
Today you cannot command the
Holy Spirit. 你不能告诉圣灵说，你当初五旬节这个使徒行传第二章这么做，现在你同样的翻版在我身上怎么做？
You have to replicate your work on as the same day on the Pentecost.
风随着意思吹。
The wind blows at its own will.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
圣灵乃是三而为神里面的一位。
The Holy Spirit is one of the triune God.
所以现在有了许许多多的经历。
So today there are many all kinds of experiences.
好，你现在看圣灵怎么描写这些经历。
Now you see how the Holy Spirit describes this.
有的时候说受圣灵。
Sometimes it says receive the Holy Spirit.
有的时候说圣灵降下来。
Sometimes it describes as the Holy Spirit descended.
有的时候说圣灵充满他们。
Sometimes says the Holy Spirit fills them.
有的时候说圣灵浇灌。
Sometimes the Holy Spirit poured down on them.
有的时候说他们受圣灵的浸。
Sometimes they were baptized with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
稀奇得很。
Very smart.
我们如果不仔细读圣经的话
，If we do not read the Bible clearly,
我们就会觉得差不多。
We thought they are all about the same.
中国有很有名的人叫差不多先生，他什么都差不多。
There's a very well-known person in Chinese. They are almost the same.
差嘛，差不多是不能读圣经的。
And Mr. Almost the Same cannot read the Bible.
三个博士和几个博士都差不多，所以才跑个三个博士出来。
And the okay.
Three wise men.
Oh, three wise men is about the same.
那和几个博士是一样的嘛？
哦、oh, ，they are the same as.
因为三个博士跟几个博士都差不多，所以才跑出个三个博士出来。
哦、because people thought three wise men the same as a few wise men, so that's why we call it three wise men.
所以我们就知道这样读圣经是不行的。
So we know you read the Bible in this way, it cannot be.
你看见吗，弟兄姊妹？今天人讲圣灵的浸。
Today people talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. What does it mean?
意思就是说你有没有被圣灵充满。
That means, are you being filled with the Holy Spirit?
当然如果我们受过教导的话。
Of course, if we are taught.
我们得救的时候我们都得着圣灵。
When we were first saved, we all received the Holy Spirit.
生命的灵进到我们里面。
The Spirit of life entered into us.
我们都被浸成功一个身体。
We are all baptized into one body.
结果我们浸到基督的身体里。
We entered into the body of Christ.
这个我们都没有问题的。
We have no problem with this.
但等一等，有人告诉我们。
Later on, people told us.
你蒙恩得救以后。
After you are saved.
你要传福音。
You need to preach the gospel.
你要为主做工。
You need to work for the Lord.
你要做见证。
You need to testify for the Lord.
你有能力。
You need power.
所以你需要被圣灵充满。
That's why you need to be filled up with the Holy Spirit.
你如果读使徒行传的话。
If you read the book of Acts.
一点都不错。
It is right.
你看，有的时候，你知道，因为他们被圣灵充满
，Sometimes because they are filled up with the Holy Spirit,
就放胆传福音。
They boldly proclaimed this passage.
他们的勇敢从哪里来
？Where comes their courage?
感谢主，弟兄姊妹，凭着他们自己，他们不敢传福音。
By themselves, they dare not to preach the gospel.
一被圣灵充满。
They are filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们就不忘，他们忘记了他们自己。
They forget about themselves.
感谢主，
Thank the Lord.
你看见这个多么稀奇的一件事
？How strangely this is.
所以，因着这个缘故。
Because of this,
你看见说许多，那么有的人说，如果你要圣灵充满的话
，People will say, if you want to fill up,
你如果要圣灵能力的话
，If you want the power of the Holy Spirit,
那么你就要被圣灵充满。
You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后他们怎么说呢
？Then what do they say?
他们说你们要受圣灵的浸。
They said you need to be baptized with the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在许多人讲到圣灵的浸，都是指着今天我们能够经历说的。
Many people talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit is concerning our experience.
你若说了圣灵的浸
，If you are baptized,
有的人就说方言了，
Spirit,
有的人这样，有人那样。
Some will do this and that.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你知道第二十世纪当五旬节运动开始以后，五旬节的运动开始了以后
，In the 20th century when the Pentecostal movement started,
那弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？那个时候他们一直用的一个词就是受圣灵的浸。
At that time, the term they use always is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么你知道这一班弟兄们，他们当初是追求圣洁的一班人。
You know, those people actually were pursuing holiness.
就是因为他们追求圣洁，然后他们才有那个经历，得着圣灵浇灌的经历。
Because they were pursuing holiness, that's why they have this experience of being baptized with the Holy Spirit.
那个时候呢，出了一个在美国出了一个很有名的学者。
At that time, there was a very well-known scholar in America.
那个就是 Moody 圣经学院的校长 President.
He was the president of the Moody Bible
Institute. 他叫做 R.I. Torrey。
I Torrey.
他的的确确是过去一百年数一数二的神学家。
He was number one or two theologists of the last 100 years.
所以你知道主实在是用他。
Indeed, the Lord has used him greatly.
所以你看见他对于圣经的解释是很准确、很准确的。
That is why his explanation of the Bible is very accurate.
那因此，但是同时呢？
But in the same time,
我们知道在1904年的时候，他和另外一个人叫做和另外一个布道家，就到全世界去传福音。
In 1904, he traveled around the world with another evangelist.
自从穆迪被主接去以后
，After the Moody departed to the Lord,
神就特别使用 R. A. Torrey.
The Lord has used R. A. Torrey
到处去为主传福音
，to spread the gospel all over the world.
许多人蒙恩得救了
，many people are saved.
但他比穆迪要多做一点。
But he has done a little bit more than Moody.
因为很多人已经是基督徒了。
Because many are already Christians.
他在澳洲去碰到很多基督徒。
He went to Australia and met many Christians.
回到美国也碰到很多基督徒。
Returned to America, find many Christians.
你知道，一面他圣经学者。
On the one hand, he's a Bible scholar.
所谓学者的意思就是你讲的话别人听不懂，这叫学者。
To be a scholar means that you can make other people do not understand your word.
但是他讲的话别人听得懂。
But his words people can understand.
所以弟兄姊妹，大家当然很佩服他了。
Of course, people admire him.
因为普通讲的话我们听得懂。
But you, normal people, when they speak, we understand. But this one is very high.
他讲圣经，我们一定听他的，他一定对的。
And when he talk about the Bible, he must be correct.
但是弟兄姊妹，你知道吗？当你真的要带领复兴，对一般的弟兄讲话的时候
，But when you are leading a revival, when you are speaking to common believers,
你用的话要他们懂得的话才可以。
You have to use the words understandable to them.
你不能用专家的话，不能。
You cannot use experts' language.
你讲 DNA 讲半天，他听不懂的。
If you use you talk about DNA, they won't.Understand.
所以你要换另外一个方法讲才可以。
You have to use a different way.
所以为着这个缘故，他就鼓励他们说：“现在你们得救了，你们需要有能力为主传福音。”
For this reason, he tells them that now you are saved, you need to preach the gospel, you need power.
那么怎么办呢
？Now how you
你们需要受圣灵的浸。
You need to be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个词是谁用的呢
？Who started using this term?
是 R.A. Torrey 用的。
It started with R.A. Torrey.
结果到处都是复兴。
Then all kinds of revivals happen.
那这些复兴了以后，他们追求圣洁。
And among those revivals, they pursue holiness.
刚好五旬节运动刚刚好开始的时候。
And it was about the time the Pentecostal movement started.
所以有人告诉我们，五旬节运动是谁做了他们施洗约翰呢？是 R.A. Torrey 做了他们施洗约翰。
That is why people say R.A. Torrey has become John the Baptist to this Pentecostal movement.
那么 Pentecostal movement 里面的人多半是有经历的人，他们对圣经不是那么熟的。
And those people have experience, but are not very familiar with the Bible.
现在他们找到一个专家了。
Now they have found an expert.
他们这个人读圣经不会错的。
He must be correct.
所以根据他们的神学家告诉我
，According to their theologian,
I. Torrey 恐怕是第一个是把他们所经历的圣灵的浸，把它放在一个很稳固的圣经基础上。
R.A. Torrey is the first one who has put their theology of baptism with Holy Spirit on a firm foundation.
所以从此以后，这个名词到处都被用。
From then on, this term has been used in all over the place.
你如果受圣灵的浸
，If you are baptized with the Holy Spirit,
就表示能力临到你了。
That means the power has descended on you.
所以有一次他在讲台上面
，So one day he was on the podium.
他就讲说，弟兄们
，He was said,
今天我每一个人都需要一个崭新的圣灵的浸。
Today, every one of us need a brand new baptism of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
下面和他一同站讲台的
，And those who shared the podium with him
是另外一个圣经学者。
Is another theologian.
他就悄悄地跟他说。
He said, whisper to him.
他说你大概讲圣灵充满，你不是讲圣灵的浸吧
？You are talking about the fill up of the Holy Spirit, not the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
我想一不是吧？然后他就转回来告诉他说。
Then he turned back and told him.
他说我怎么讲都可以，反正他们就这么领会的。
Whatever way I say is fine because that's how they understand.
这个不是神学院的 class， 不是神学院的教室。
This is not the classroom of theology.
这是一般有追求的人
呐、
啊，一般有追求的人呐、啊。
Those are pursuing.
所以他用他们懂得的话。
So he used the word meaningful to them.
讲完了以后，他就把那个人请到他房间去了。
And afterwards, he invited that person to his room.
他谢谢他，改正他。
He thanked him for his correction.
他在他的心里面呢, 这个圣灵的浸跟圣灵充满是一件事情。
In his heart, the baptism with the Holy Spirit is the same as the filled up of the Holy Spirit.
他名气太大了。
But it was too late. He was so famous.
他那个书都已经出去了。
His book has been published.
你要叫他重新改，他不改了。
And he will not change his book.
弟兄姊妹, 这个不改是可以的。
It is okay to not change the book.
但是许多 Pentecostal 的人, 许多 五旬节运动的人,
But many Pentecostal movement people,
他们觉得你看是 Moody 圣经学院的校长。
They said the president of the Moody Bible
Institute. 大家公认他, 公认他在神的话上是清楚是透亮的。
A recognized Bible scholar.
所以他们就认为说，他们的精力是放在一个很稳定的基础上。That's
why they thought their experience were put on laid on this firm foundation.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
如果我们仔细读圣经
，If we read the Bible carefully，
你看见当使徒行传讲许多关乎圣灵的经历的时候
，When the Book of Acts talked a lot experience of the Holy Spirit，
有好几种不同的说法
，There are many different kinds of ways describing it，
但只有两次
，But there are only two times
圣灵用。 圣灵的浸这个字
And the Bible, the Holy Spirit used the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
一次在五旬节,
one is on Pentecost.
一次在哥尼流家,
one is in the home of Cornelius.
再也没有了,
no more.
别的地方仍旧讲着圣灵充满,
other places talk about the fill up of the Holy Spirit.
别的地方仍旧讲受圣灵,
talk about receiving the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
只有这两次,
only these two times.
除了这两次之外,
besides these two times,
再也没有提了。
And it never mentioned again.
所以这什么意思吗?
That what does it mean?
你看见这里面是很大讲究的。
See here, there is a lot of,
为什么这两次讲完了就没有再讲了呢?
Why it did stop talking about baptism?
因为你仍旧可以有经历。
You still can have experience.
但是五旬节哥尼流所发生的是不会再重新发生的。
But the experience of Pentecost and also Cornelius' home.
它代表的是历史的事实。
They represent historical facts.
所以弟兄姊妹,
So brothers and sisters.
现在读圣经的明白了。
Now those Bible scholars understand.
因为只有那两次说到圣灵的浸。
Only those two times mentioned the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
那么解释在哪里?
And where is the explanation?
当然是保罗的解释。
Of course, it's by Paul.
我们都必进成工作一个身体。
We shall be baptized into one body.
所以五旬节是教会诞生日。
So that's why Pentecost is the birthday of the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters.
你看见吗? 圣灵从那天降下来。
You see, on that day, the Holy Spirit descended.
那一天有个特别的意义。
On that day, that's a special meaning.
所以他们都受了圣灵的浸。
That's why they all received the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹,
But brothers and sisters.
你如果问约翰的话,
If you ask John.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
讲到五旬节不是到了使徒行传才讲的。
Talking about Pentecost, not wait until Acts.
不是路加福音才提的。
Not only the book of Luke.
许多人认为说约翰福音讲生命的灵。
Many think that the book of John talks about the spirit of life.
是约翰路加福音跟使徒行传讲能力的灵。
And Luke and Acts talk about the spirit, the power of spirit.
你看分得最清楚的就是 Oratory 这班弟兄姊妹。
And those who differentiate them most clearly are Oratory and his followers.
但是你不要忘记,
Don't forget.
约翰乃是补网的。
And John is the one who meant the net.
等到最后他把他补网补得更完全的时候。
And later when he mending the net.
约翰讲到生命的灵不错。
And John does talk about spirit of life.
但是也是约翰告诉我们说圣灵的浸，水是实浸的。
And also it is John who told us who is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
只给我们看逾越节，也给我们看见五旬节。
Not only he shows us the Passover, but also the Pentecost.
然后主预告将来圣灵要来。
And the Lord foretell the coming of the Holy Spirit.
到那日，到那日。
Until that day, that day.
那日什么日子呢?
What is that day?
是主复活升天的日子。
That's the day the Lord arose from the dead.
结果保惠师就来了。
And then the Comforter comes.
结果活水江河就流到地上来了。
Now the living water has flown from to the earth.
当我们的主在第七章讲到，信我的人从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
When on seventh in seventh chapter, the Lord talks about the flow, living out water flowing out from us.
你知道约翰怎么说呢?
What does John say?
他说这个是指说受圣灵来说。
He said this is referring to the coming of the Holy Spirit.
但是那个时候圣灵还没有赐下来。
But at that time the Holy Spirit has not come.
因为主耶稣还没有得荣耀。
Because the Lord Jesus Christ is not glorified.
主什么时候得荣耀呢?
When is the Lord glorified?
他复活了，他也升天了。
He rose from the dead, he ascended to heaven.
因为他复活了，他升天了。
Because of his resurrection and
ascension. 所以你看活水的江河就流下来了。
The streams of living water flows out.
啊，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
你懂得。 为什么彼得在《使徒行传》第二章怎么说呢?
Now you understand what Peter said in 2nd chapter of Acts.
他说神已经立他为主为基督，立耶稣基督为主为基督。
Now the Lord has anointed Jesus Christ as the Messiah.
就把你们所看见所听见的就浇灌下来。
And tore down what you have seen, what you have heard.
弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers,
稀奇得很。
Very marvelous.
讲到圣灵的浸
Talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
只有两次。
There are only twice.
是五旬节一次，哥尼流一次。
Pentecost and also Cornelius' house.
讲到圣灵的浇灌。
Talk about the pouring down the Holy Spirit.
又只有两次。
Only twice.
一次哥尼流家，一次五旬节，一次又是哥尼流。
One is on Pentecost, another also in Cornelius' house.
弟兄们，稀奇不稀奇
？Very marvelous.
很稀奇，一面讲到受浸。
Very, on one hand, talks about baptism.
另一面讲到浇灌。
On the other hand, talk about the pouring down.
这什么意思？
What does this mean?
如果主升天了。
If the Lord has ascended.
将我们就有活水的江河涌流出来。
Then the living water will flow out.
那么我们要问。
Now we ask.
这个江河从哪里开始的？
Where does this stream start?
这个活水江河从哪里发源的？
Where does this stream originate?
果然在五旬节那一天。
Actually, on the Pentecost,
你看见说我们的主因为得着荣耀是基督了。
Because our Lord is glorified, is the Lord.
所以就把圣灵就浇灌下来。
So he poured down the Holy Spirit.
好像把水浇灌下来一样。
As if he poured down the water.
当这个江河流到地上的时候。
When this living stream flowing down.
你看这120个人就进城工作一个身体。
The 120 are baptized into one body.
稀奇不稀奇
？Very marvelous.
讲受浸两次。圣灵的浸是两次
twice mentioned baptism
圣灵的浇灌也是两次
twice mentioned the pouring down of the
这什么意思
What does this mean?
这明明 给我们看见五旬节那一天
It shows us on the day of Pentecost
你看见活水的江河从天上就流到地上来了
You see the stream of living water pour down from heaven
讲到天上的那一端
On the heavenly end
那是浇灌
That was pouring down
讲到地上这一端
on the
那就是圣灵的浸
On the end of earth, on earth, it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
所以弟兄姊妹讲的最清楚的就是约翰福音第七章
So clearly speaking, it was in chapter 7
从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来
From his inside will flow out living water.
现在圣经连起来你看见吗
Now you connect all the Bible together.
感谢主弟兄姊妹
Thank the Lord, brothers.
我们主升天以后
Our Lord has ascended.
他已经为主为基督了
He is the Christ and the Lord.
结果把圣灵浇灌下来
And the Holy Spirit will pour down.
就是把活水的江河浇灌下来
The living water has been poured down.
结果在地上的人
And people on earth.
他们自然就被浸在活水的江河里面
Naturally, they were baptized into this stream.
所以那一幅图画是谁给我们的？
Who gave us that picture?
那幅图画乃是当约翰写约翰福音的时候。
When John was written his book.
他在那里补网。
He was there mending the net.
你看现在把这些网讲得更，现在把这网弄得更清楚了。
Now this net is well mended.
现在我们就明白到底那是什么意思。
Now we understand what indeed this means.
弟兄姊妹，现在我们才晓得。
Now we understand.
五旬节圣灵降下来。
On Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
从此以后。
From then on,
他就住在地上，安家在地上。
He remains on earth.
他就住在基督徒的里面。
He dwells within Christians.
他把教做需，他把我们进成功做一个身体。
He baptized us all into one body.
圣灵也住在基督的身体里面。
And the Holy Spirit also dwells in the body of Christ.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
不要忘记
，do not forget，
乃是主升天以后这件事情才发生的。
And that happened after the Lord ascended.
那这什么意思呢
？What does this mean？
这件事好像主为我们钉十字架一样。
This thing just like the Lord being crucified for us.
弟兄姊妹，主钉了十字架。
The Lord has been crucified.
这历史的事实。
That was a historical fact.
今天你不能把主再钉一次。
Today you cannot crucify him again.
但是今天你可以取用十字架的救恩。
But today you can obtain the salvation of the cross.
你可以经历十字架的救恩。
You can experience the salvation
of the cross. 但十字架是不能重复的。
But the crucifixion cannot be repeated.
弟兄姊妹，不要忘记。
Sisters, do not forget.
就在五旬节那一天。
On the day of Pentecost.
圣灵终于裂天而降，来到了地上。
The Holy Spirit has descended from heaven.
这是历史的事实。
This is a historical fact.
你明白吗？我们不能叫五旬节的故事再重演一遍。
We cannot ask the repetition of the.
但是我们可以取用五旬节的好处。
However, we can still obtain the benefit of.
我们可以从主那里得着能力。
We can draw from the Lord the power.
可以得着上头来的能力。
We can draw the power. We can obtain the power from above.
但是你不叫这个叫做 baptism， 不是的。
That is no longer called the baptism of the.
这个乃是被圣灵充满。
This is the fill up of the Holy Spirit.
这个乃是受圣灵。
This is to receive the Holy Spirit. This is to experience the Holy Spirit. So brothers and sisters, not forget.
你看见吗? 今天难处在哪里?
You see, what is the difficulty today?
许多人以为说圣灵,以为说五旬节可以再来一遍的。
Many people thought that Pentecost can happen again.
那就好像说这个主钉十字架可以再来一遍。
That is as if to say that crucifixion can happen again.
你看见吗? 这个启示是什么?
You see, what is the revelation here?
看啊,神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
然后
Then the John the Baptist gave another
testimony.
He is the baptizer of the Holy Spirit.
Where
is the Holy Spirit? So, brothers, what does this mean?
就在五旬节那一天,
on the day of Pentecost,
坐宝座的羔羊,
the Lamb who is on the throne
领所有跟随他的人到了生命水的泉源,
has led all his followers to the streams of the living water.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
现在我们可以蒙恩得救,
now we are saved, we can be saved by grace.
因为我们从圣灵生, 就是从上头生,
because we are born of the Spirit, we are born of above.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
现在你看见没有?
Now you see,
当羔羊把我们领到生命水的泉源,
when the Lamb has led us to the springs of living water,
他就是叫我们经历那个活水的江,
in order for us to experience the living water.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄,
brothers and sisters,
如果你用宾路易斯姆的话,
if you use the word by Pen,
或者用穆安德烈的话,
or Andrew Murray,
那就是哥哥他引你到五旬节,
that is go through Golgotha to Pentecost.
十字架要带你到圣灵,
the cross will lead you to the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做十字架带到圣灵?
What does it mean by the cross lead you to the Holy
Spirit? 就是羔羊领我们到生命水的泉源。
That's the Lamb leading us to the springs of living water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see,
这是我们的主所做的。
This is what our Lord has done.
所以如果你读到, 如果你读使徒行传讲到主升天的故事的时候,
if you read in the Acts the story of the Lord's ascension,
特别是当你读到这个第五章的时候,
especially in chapter 5,
你看见那里给我们看见在宝座中央, 在宝座之中有羔羊站立,
there shows us that in the center of the throne there stands the Lamb,
好像是被杀过的,
as if it's been just slain.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
他说这羔羊有七个角跟七个眼,
Revelation, right?
Revelation 第五章,
Revelation chapter 5, he says the Lamb has seven horns and seven spirit.
No. Seven.
Seven horns and seven eyes.
那七角七眼下面的解释就是神的七灵。
And the explanation of the seven horns and seven eyes are the seven spirit of God. And he was sent to all the world.
你知道这就是五旬节的故事吗?
You see, that is the story of the Pentecost.
我们的主刚刚升天,
our Lord has just ascended.
他有七灵跟七, 他有七角跟七眼,
he has seven horns and seven eyes.
角代表能力,
the horn represents power.
眼代表智慧,
and the eyes represent wisdom.
现在圣灵乃是智慧和能力的灵。
Now, the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit of power and wisdom.
结果就在五旬节那一天就被差遣往普天下各地去。
On the day of Pentecost, he was sent to all the world.
你看见这个活水的江河从天上就流到地上来了。
You see, the stream of living water has flown from heaven to earth.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
如果你今天被圣灵充满了,
if you are filled with the Holy Spirit today,
你告诉我这个灵是什么灵?
You can tell me what kind of spirit
第一,
it is.
它是圣洁的灵。
On the one hand, it is a spirit of holiness.
第二, 它是羔羊的灵。
On the one, second, it is the Holy Spirit of the Lamb.
许多人说他有圣灵的经历。
Many people say they have experience of the Holy Spirit.
但是弟兄姊妹,
but brothers and sisters,
你碰到羔羊的灵吗?
Have you touched the spirit of the Lamb?
你碰到十字架工作了以后一个柔软的灵,
have you touched the gentleness of the Spirit?
一个真的被圣灵充满的人,
a person who is truly filled with the Holy Spirit,
羔羊无论往哪里去他都跟随,
he follows wherever the Lamb goes.
在他身上有个灵是羔羊的灵,
in him there's a spirit of the Lamb.
你记不记得有一次约翰祷告主耶稣说, 求你叫火从天上降下来, 像以利亚一样。
Do you remember one time John had asked the Lord to send down, call down fire from heaven?
你知道主的约翰怎么说?
Do you remember what the Lord says to John?
你知道你的灵是什么灵吗?
Do you know what spirit you have?
不要忘记,
do not forget.
约翰乃是 the son of thunder, 他们是打雷子。
And John is the son of thunder.
这一次他们打雷了。
This time they thunder.
所以那个灵是 spirit of violence, 是个暴烈的灵。
So that is a spirit of violence.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
约翰从来不知道圣灵原来是羔羊的灵。
John has never known the Spirit is the Spirit of Lamb.
就在五旬节那天。
On the day of Pentecost.
弟兄姊妹，当活水江河从天上流到地上的时候。
When the stream of living water flow from heaven to earth.
如果我们经历圣灵的充满。
If we feel, if we experience the filling of the Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。Dear brothers. 无论我们到什么地方。
Wherever we go.
人看见羔羊的灵。
People see the Spirit of the Lamb.
人看见基督的温柔。
They see the gentleness.
人看见基督的人。
They see the perseverance, patience of the Lamb.
如果我们知道今天我们怎样跟随羔羊，
if we know how to follow the Lamb,
我们就不会把圣灵的经历当作我们的装饰。
We cannot use the experience of the Holy Spirit as our decoration.
好像给人看见我有多属灵，
as if how spiritual we are.
不，弟兄姊妹，
no, brothers and sisters.
你如果越被圣灵充满，
the more you are filled up with the Holy Spirit,
你越像羔羊。
The more you are become like the Lamb.
在你的身上
in you,
有羔羊的能力。
There's the power of the Lamb.
在你的身上
in you,
有羔羊的智慧。
There's the wisdom of the Lamb.
这是什么能力？
What's
this power? 这什么智慧？
What is this wisdom?
是十字架的能力。
It is the power of the cross.
十字架的智慧。
It is the wisdom of the cross.
因为钉十字架的基督。
Because the crucified Christ.
乃是神的智慧。
Is the God's wisdom.
也是神的能力。
It is also power of God.
神的智慧。
God's wisdom.
是七眼。
It is seven eyes.
神的能力。
God's power.
是七角。
Is the seven horns.
弟兄姊妹。现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
我们仍旧经历圣灵的充满。
We still experience the fill up of the Spirit.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这个圣灵改变了我们。
This Spirit has changed us.
本来污秽的现在变成圣洁。
And those unclean, cleanness has changed into holiness.
本来自信的非常骄傲的现在变成温柔的羔羊。
Originally very self-confident, very proud, now become the lamb.
像保罗所说的，我们天天被杀。
Like Paul says, we are killed every day.
你能够虽然神把许多的车辆给别人来乘坐。
Even though the Lord has let other people ride in the chariots,
让这些车辆从我们头上压过。
And let those chariots run over us.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你的灵仍旧是羔羊的灵。
Your spirit is still the spirit of the Lamb.
这样我们就被带到丰，就被我带到丰富的地方。
In this way, we are led into the land of abundance.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
So dear brothers and sisters, now you understand.
我们讲到圣灵充满。
We're talking about spirit of feeling.
我们只讲了一些现象。
We only talk about those phenomena.
有的人在地上打滚了，你看这个能力有何大大的。
Some people are rolling around on the ground. How powerful it is.
还有你讲到的 slaying of the spirit, 讲到圣灵的击杀，有的人就倒下去了。
Some people talk about the slaying of the spirit. Some people fell down.
你知道有一个什么灵，圣灵的能力有多大吗？
Do you know how great is the power of the spirit?
当人打你这边脸的时候，你可以转过第二个脸。
When people strike you on your one cheek, you can turn another side.
你可以走第二里路。
You can walk the second mile.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
你羡慕在地上打滚。
You admire those who rolling on the ground.
你羡不羡慕像我们的主那样被牵到宰杀之地，却是默默无声？
Do you admire our Lord who was led into the slaughters but without any word?
现在我们明白了。
Now we understand.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们的主一坐在羔羊宝座的中央。
Our Lord is now enthroned in the center of the throne.
他做的第一件事，
the first thing he does,
就是让活水的江河从天上浇灌下来。
It is poured down the living water from heaven to earth.
然后我们都受了浸了。
Then we were all baptized.
然后呢，现在我们在活水的江河里面。
Now we are all living in the stream of living water.
因为你在河里面了。
Because you are already in the stream.
你只要张口，水就进来。
If you open your mouth, the water will fill in.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你不需要祷告很久。
You do not need to pray long.
你只要从深处向主祷告。
You just need to pray from the depth of your heart.
你周围都已经被活水的江河包围了。
And you are surrounded, immersed by this living water.
圣灵的能力是你。
The power of the Spirit is yours. The wisdom is yours.
也许有的时候你在地上打滚。
Maybe sometimes you can still roll on the ground.
也许你也不打滚。
Maybe you stop rolling.
但打滚不打滚，总叫基督在我们身上照一行。
Rolling or not, you will let Christ be magnified in your body. But most importantly, brothers and sisters.How long you roll?
你做了那么，你以为你得着那么大的能力
？You thought you have gained great power.
为什么你还是那么软弱
？Why are you still so weak?
你照照镜子，还是老亚当。
And you look at the mirror, it's still the old Adam.
我的女儿小的时候
，My daughter when she was young,
她很想知道到底夏娃长什么样子。
She wants to know how Eve looks like.
我说你等一等，有机会我告诉你。
Just wait a little bit, I'll tell you.
所以等她生气的时候啊。
And when she was angered, man,
我就拿一面镜子给她看。
I will show her a mirror.
我说你看，这就是夏娃，你的老祖母啊。
This is Eve, your grandma.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
每天我们所过的生活
The life we live every day
都是软弱的生活
was a life of weakness
都是愚昧的生活
life of foolishness
谁叫我们有智慧
who can give us wisdom
谁叫我们有能力的
who can give us power
是羔羊的七角跟七眼
it is the seven horns seven eyes of the lamb
现在你看见吗
now you see
我们的主升天以后
our Lord ascended to heaven
给我们何等大的祝福
what a great blessing
就在这个河水的旁边
by this stream of living water
他要擦干我们所有的眼
he will wipe away every tear of us
Brothers and sisters, 羔羊是被宰杀的。
The lamb is slain.
羔羊是吃亏的。
The lamb suffered.
羔羊是被欺负的。
The lamb is bullied.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
这是能力的原因。
This is the reason of the power.
这是智慧的原因。
That is the reason for the wisdom.
感谢主弟兄。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个是当你读到第一章的时候。
This is what happened when you read the first chapter.
逾越节的故事。
On the one hand, the Passover story.This is the beginning.
你若跟随主的话,
if you follow the Lord,
他永远把我们带到生命泉源的旁边。
Forever he will lead us to this springs of living water.
好了，这个很明显的是历史上已经有的事实。
This is a very clear a historical fact.
但是约翰仍旧在地上。
But John still remains on earth.
现在他怎么经历这些经历呢?
Now how did he experience those things?
那弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters,
如果你读约翰福音的前面七章的话,
If you read the first seven chapters of John,
你就看见得很稀奇。
You see very marvelously.
你读到第一章的时候,
Read the first chapter,
约翰告诉我们说,
John tells us,
生命在他里头,
Life is in him.
基督在哪里?
Where is Christ?
基督在天。
Christ is in heaven.
这个生命在天上。
This life is in heaven.
你越看这个生命，你只好叹息。
The more you look at this life, you sigh.
这个生命我没有的。
We do not have this life.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
当你读到第四章。
When you read chapter four.
主耶稣怎么说
？What does the Lord say?
人若吃我所喝的水。
If people drink the water that I give.
就永远不渴。
They will never be thirsty again.
这水要在它里面成为一井的泉。
And this water will in him become a source, a spring of living water.
弟兄姊妹，如果撒玛利亚妇人
if the Samaritan woman
接受耶稣基督做救
receive the Lord Jesus Christ as a savior,
那个活水是代表生命的
and that living water represents life.
现在它的外面有一口井
now outside there's a well.
那在原文里头还有一口井
in the original text there's a well inside.
圣灵如果信耶稣，圣灵就住在这口井里
If you believe in Jesus, this well is put inside.
所以主说时候将到，如今就是了。
The time is coming, now it is.
那拜父的用真心灵和诚实来拜。
Those who worship the Father shall worship him in spirit and in truth.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？So brothers and sisters, you see.
本来第一章生命在他里头。
In first chapter, life is in him.
结果到了第四章呢
？To the fourth chapter,
生命到了撒玛利亚妇人的里头。
Life is in the Samaritan woman.
生命到了你的里头。
Life is in you.
生命到了我的里头。
And life came to me.
你看见没有，弟兄姊妹
？You see.
我们里面那个灵啊，就像一口井一样。
Our spirit is like a well.
本来被泥土填满的。
It was plugged by soil.
我们相信耶稣基督的时候。
We believe in Jesus Christ.
现在不再是泥土了。
Now it's no longer soil.
现在圣灵就活水在我们的灵里边。
Now the living water, Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
结果就像一井的泉源。
It was like a well of living water.
你看见一直这样垂直运动，然后一直流到永生。
And it was moved up and down and flow out until eternity.
那现在你怎么样呢
？Now what life you have?
现在因为这个圣灵在我们的灵里面。
Now because the Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
现在你干渴的时候。
Now when you are thirsty,
因为你已经到了水泉的旁边。
You are by the stream.
所以你怎么办呢
？What do you do?
你用心灵和诚实来。
You worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
你能够来到至圣所。
You can come to the holy of holies.
来到主的脚前。
You can come at the feet of the Lord.
你可以把所有的难处来告诉他。
You can tell the Lord all kinds of difficulties.
他要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
He will wipe away every tear from us.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters.
明白吗？
Understand.
生命在他里头
Life is in him.
远远在高天上
And the source is in heaven.
现在生命跑到你里面跑到我里面了
Now the life has entered you and entered me.
你看见没有
You see.
这个生命在里面工作了
This life starts working inside.
这个生命在里面跳动了
This life jumps inside.
弟兄姊妹
Brother sister.
什么叫得救呢
What does it mean by being saved?
得救就是羔羊领我们到生命水的泉源
Salvation means the lamb has led us to the springs of water.
因着那一天五旬节圣灵降下来
Because the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended.
现在我们就要相信耶稣基督做救主。
Now we can only believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们就从圣灵生。
Then we were born of the Spirit.
就活水就进到我们里面。
Living water will enter into us.
弟兄姊妹，你现在怎么跟随主
？Now how you follow the Lord?
你在外面找苏格拉底吗
？You go to Socrates.
你到外面找苏格拉底吗
？You go to look for Socrates.
你在外面找约摩西吗
？You look for Moses on the outside.
不
，no，
现在在里面，弟兄姊妹。
Now it is within，
是他把我们领到生命泉的水旁。
It is Him who has led us to the springs of living water。
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord。
在灵里面
，in spirit，
我们借着直觉能明白神。
By intuition， we can understand God's will。
我们借着良心，我们知道什么是对的，什么是不对。
Through conscience， we know what is right and wrong。
我们借着 fellowship， 借着交通，能与主有亲密的交通。
Through fellowship， we can have communion with the Lord。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 这就叫做跟随。
This is called to follow the Lamb.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们要问
Now we need to ask.
生命水在他里面怎么到我里面呢
The living water is in him. How can it come to us?
因为前面有第三章
Because there are three chapters.
神爱世人甚至将他独生子赐给他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生
Chapter 3 says that For God so loved the world that gave his only begotten son. Those who believe in him shall not perish.
这一节的圣经解释在哪里
What is the explanation of this verse?
许多人只知道约翰福音三章十六节。
Many people know John 3:16.
他不知道那个解释是在约翰福音三章十五节。
They do not know the explanation is in John 3:15.
你看主耶稣有一天要被举起来。
You know the Lord one day will be lifted up.
就像摩西在旷野举蛇一样。
As Moses once lifted up the snake.
你只要望一望，你只要一相信，你就不至灭亡，就反得永生。
If you just believe, then you will not perish but have eternal life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Ever,
那个水本来在山上
That stream was on the mountain
在天上
on, in heaven.
现在怎么到我里面来了
How can it flow into me?
你明白吗
You understand?
路这个路这个诗篇四十二篇
Psalm 42
给我们看见那个路、啊、
Showed us the deer
是在黑门山下的一个路
Is the deer at the feet of Mount Hermon
因为诗人写的时候就在黑门山下
Because the psalmist lives by the feet of Hermon
那里有一个很大的磐石
That was a great rock
磐石上面就是黑门山
Upon the rock is Mount Hermon
黑门上面有很多的浩浩白雪融了以后就很多的水下来
There's snow on the mountain and when they melted it will flow the water
当路往上看的时候
When the deer look up
你看那个水在天上
He saw the water is in heaven.
那个水能够解我的干渴。
That water can satisfy my thirst.
所以他祷告说：“我心渴慕你，如鹿渴慕其水。”
That's why he prayed that my heart desires for you, longing for you as deers long for water.
生命在他里头。
Brothers and sisters, life is in him.
就好像生命在天上一样。
As if life is in heaven.
所以我们就祷告说：“我的心渴慕你。”
That's why we pray that my heart desires for you.
现在问题在这里。
Now that this problem.
水在山上怎么跑到路的里面去了呢
The water is on a mountain. How can it flow into the deer?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
有一次就在那个附近有个大的火山爆发。
One time there was a great eruption of volcano.
结果那个山下那个大磐石就裂开了。
And the great rock under the feet of the mountain was split.
结果火水就从里面流出来了。
The living water flows out of the rock.
结果就变成约旦河的上游了。
And become the upper stream of Jordan.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当鹿看见水的时候。
When deer saw the water, see the water.
做两件事。
He does two things.
第一个当他喝这个水的时候。
First, when he drank the water,
他有什么感觉呢
？How do he feel?
他说本来水在山上。
Originally, the water is in the mountain.
现在水进到我里面。
Now the water enters to me.
我要问大家
，I need to ask you,
这是怎么回事
？What is
第一章生命在他里头
？Life is in him. First chapter.
第四章生命到了我的里面。
Chapter 4, life entered into me.
这个怎么成功的
？How can this be achieved?
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
乃是因为磐石裂开了。
Because the rock has been split.
因为我们的主在十字架上为我们磐石裂开了。
Because on the cross, our Lord's body been broken.
结果你看见我们，结果就流出活水来了。
Now the living water flows out.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
当这个活水源源不断流在这个溪流的时候
，When this water continue to flow,
你看见这个生命水就进到里面来。
You see the living water enters into us.
那不光这样
，Not only that.
当整个的路浸在水里面，浸在江。
When this deer immersed himself in the water,
本来被猎犬追赶的猎犬闻得到它的味道。
Originally, he was chased by the dogs.
他一抱头跑到水里面就闻不到味道了。
When he immersed himself in the water, his traces
disappeared. 怎么样都追不到他了。
And dogs cannot smell him out.
我们蒙恩得救以后，弟兄姊妹。
After we are saved,
感谢主。
Thank God.
我们已经被活水的江河包围住了。
We are surrounded, immersed by the living water.
仇敌不能再追赶你。
The enemy cannot chase us.
虽然你的罪孽像头发那么多。
Even though your sins are like hairs.
没有一个猎犬能赶上你。
No hunting dogs can chase you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是诗篇四十二篇。
This is Psalm 42.
这就是约翰福音第一章一直到第四章的。
This is stories from chapter 1 all the way to 4.
但就不止如此。
But not only that.
这个第四章啊，生命的活水在里面，在里面跳动的。
And in chapter 4, this living water is jumping up and down inside you.
你看见吗? 圣灵在里面工作的。
The Holy Spirit works in you.
然后你再一直在经过第五章、第六章到了第七章。
Then you all the way through chapter 5, chapter 6 to chapter 7.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters.
世纪的海,
very marvelous.
本来是一口的活水, 一井的泉源。
Originally, there's only one well of
spring. 本来是垂直跳动的。
Originally, it was vertically moved.
现在慢慢这个水往外流了。
Now gradually this water flows out.
到了最后的时候,
to the end.
到了第七章,
to the chapter 7.
它变成活水的江河,
becomes the streams of living water.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters.
现在你看见吗?
Now you see.
这个生命在我们里面要长进的,
this life has to grow in us.
现在你看羔羊怎么带领我们这些人,
now you see how the Lamb lead us.
本来生命在他里头,
originally life is in him.
看啊,
behold the Lamb of God.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
还是裂开了,
the rock is splitted.
现在你看见生命在我们里面,
now you see life is in us.
我们可以敬拜父, 用我们的灵和真实来拜他,
we can worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
我们生命就慢慢长大,
our life grows gradually.
但是不止这样,
but not only that.
弟兄姊妹，你看见就好像你如果读这个以西结47章,
as if you are reading Ezekiel chapter 47,
那个水本来在圣殿里面,
the water originally was in the temple,
就好像在我们里面一样,
as if inside us.
但你经过四次的测量,
through four measurements,
最后呢变成一个活水的江河,
become a stream of living water.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, thank the Lord.
你看见神一面, 我们一面成长一面神来用他自己来测量我们,
on the one hand, we are growing, the Lord measures us.
羔羊知道怎么测量我们,
the Lamb knows how to measure us.
所以你从第四章到第七章,
so from chapter 4 to 7,
你看见主耶稣行了四个神迹,
you see the Lord has done four miracles.
每一个神迹都是他的测量,
every miracle is his measurement.
弟兄姊妹, 当他这样来测量我们的时候,
when he measured us in this way,
我们慢慢的水就到了筷子骨,
gradually this water comes to our
ankle
and to thigh,
然后就变成不可趟的河, 就变成活水的江河,
then become a water you cannot cross, become a living water.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
你看见吗?
You see,
这个就是约翰福音第七章的故事,
this is the story of chapter 7 of John.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
第七章乃是祝棚节最后的一天,
and the chapter 7 is the story of the last day of the
Feast of Tabernacles.
According to custom, the priest will carry water into the temple.
这些人都是读圣经的人,
and those Bible scholars,
这些人都是明白旧约圣经的人,
those people understand the Old Testament.
就在那个时候主耶稣对他们说,
at that time the Lord Jesus said to them,
因为他们知道说什么时候水从殿里面出来就证明弥赛亚已经回来了,
whenever water flows out from the temple means the Messiah has come.
所以他站起来大声说,
that's why he stand up and
你们一年一年一直等弥赛亚还没有回来,
you wait for Messiah one year after another.
你们心中都渴了,
you are all thirsty.
人若渴了可以到我这里来喝,
if you are thirsty, come to me to drink.
我们的主就是弥赛亚,
our Lord is the Messiah.
为什么?
Why?
他就是羔羊,
he is the Lamb.
他要把我们领到生命水的泉源,
he will lead us into the streams of living water.
他要把约翰从第一章到第四章, 最后领到第七章,
he will lead John from chapter 1 all the way to chapter 7.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在你看见吗? 当水从圣殿里流出来,
now you see, when the water flows from the temple,
我们就是神的殿,
we are the temple.
从我们的深处水就流出来,
from the depths of us, it flows out.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
这是主在我们身上的工作,
this is the work of the Lord in us.
他的工作就在今天, 还没有到永世以前,
this work still works today until eternity.
从什么地方开始? 从伯大尼开始,
starting from Bethany.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and
sisters, 他把我们领到 那个水生命水的泉源,
it leads us to the springs of living water.
先是一井的泉源,
first it was one well of living water.
然后经过十字架的测量,
through the measurements of the Holy Spirit, of the cross,
十字架的工作,
the works of the cross.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
活水的江河,
streams of living water.
这个世界像死海一样,
this world is like a dead sea.
感谢主,
thank the Lord.
所有死的都要活过来,
all the dead will become alive again.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
这个时候, 要擦干我们所有的眼泪,
the Lord will wipe away all our tears. Now you understand.
这就是第一章到第七章,
this is from chapter 1 to chapter 7. Shows us
圣灵怎么叫我们从伯大尼开始,
how the Holy Spirit enables us to begin at Bethany.
明天我们要继续看,
Tomorrow we will continue to see.
从8章到第12章,
from chapter 8 through 12.
甚至到21章,
until chapter 21.
你要看见最后怎么从伯大尼又到了伯大尼。
You see how from Bethany they ended up in Bethany.
那个功课是什么样的功课?
What are the lessons at them?
所以但愿主恩待我们。
May the Lord show mercy.
开我们的眼。
Open our eyes.
这就是今天主怎么带领我们。
This is how the Lord will lead us today.
我们今天想到背十字架, 想到跟随主。
Today we talk about following the Lord.
就想到沉重的十字架。
We think about this heavy cross.
你知道有一个弟兄叫 Samuel Rutherford.
There's a brother named Samuel Rutherford.
他说我们都做了一个错误的报告。
He said we all made a wrong report.
他说真正背十字架的人,
those who truly carry the burden,
十字架要背负,
bear the cross.
十字架要背负他们。
And the cross will bear them.
十字架两个臂就好像鸟的两个翅膀一样。
The two arms of the cross like the two wings of bird.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, the Lamb will lead us to the springs of living water. God will wipe away all our tears.
这就是今天主在地上人间怎么把我们这些初熟的果子把它买去。
This is how the Lord will purchase the first fruits among men.
弟兄姊妹, 你愿意不愿意?
Brothers and sisters, are you willing?
趁着你年轻的时候,
while you are still young,
趁着你还有今天,
while you still have today,
你肯不肯走这样的道路?
Are you willing to walk upon this way?
但愿羔羊无论往哪里去,
may wherever the lamb goes,
我们都跟随,
we will all follow.
我们低头祷告,
let us bow our hand and pray.
主，我们把这些话交在你的手里,
Lord, we commit these words back to you.
我们就圣灵继续地做工,
we pray the Holy Spirit will continue to work.
我们承认我们都是瞎眼的人,
we confess we are all blind.
我们不止瞎一年, 我们瞎了多少,
not only for 1 year, but for many years.
我们蒙恩了多年, 我们还是个瞎眼的人,
we've been saved many years, we are still blind.
主啊, 我们求你恩待,
Lord, we show mercy to us.
我们知道这条路是怎么走,
we know how to walk this way.
我们愿意做羔羊的人,
we are willing to be the companion of the Lamb. If today we suffer together with
you,
we will be glorified with
you.
Even today, you have led us to the streams of living water. Today, you have wiped away our tears. We give you all the glory. In the lovely name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.